He's a little bit handicapped, and Punja was locked in the psychiatry, or psychiatry, and last summer he suddenly was here. Nobody knows him before, and he was supporting the people here from the camp, and he was supporting us, no? And then he started to live here, no? So, no, also, and everybody was where are you living before, and blah blah blah, and he was like not talking about it, no? And he was living here for 3 months, no? And yeah, and then one morning the police came and put him in
handcuffs, yeah.
And brought him back to the psychiatry house, you know? Yeah. And then it was so unbelievable that these old Turkish mummies are coming up to us and said, hey, they brought Tunca away, right, no? And we have to bring him back, he belongs to us, and blah blah blah, no? And then they wrote letters, no? And like group of 30 people visited him, and it was so touching, you know, because so many people had been like, hey, so he's really there, and he has not a problem, right, no, and he's not dangerous or whatever, right, so, no, and then the thing is, right, no, was, right, no, okay, and you understand this German system, no, integration forever, no, and then we wrote a letter, right, no, that we want him as an employer here, that he should work here, no? And they had been totally shocked there at the psychiatry, no, because they never had this before, no? And so they came, the doctors and Sozialarbeiters, no? And so we became in German it's Praktikum, when you work. And so we looked at our place and said, okay, you're okay, no? And so he was doing this for half a year, no? Every morning he was coming here, no? And could stay here until the evening, and then he has to go back in the psychiatry, no? And then now it's like 4 months ago, no, that we found an apartment for him here, no, and now he's out of the psychiatry and he's living here, right, so, no, and it was such a nice and touchy story, right, no, so, because it's normally nobody will give such a room and so much trust in a person you don't know, no, but he was so helpful, and he was unbelievable. And
what
so
did people like about him that's interesting?
The most thing was he was helpful.
What kind of things would he do?
He was bringing the old ladies tea, and he was he started to clean here the place, and they have no water there, no? And he was bringing every day the water there, right, no? From here, from our bar, right, and to the camp, and he was, he's really a really sensitive person, right, no? Also, when there had been conflicts also, and Tunja was going in between, said, no, you must not, and he was taking care of conflicts between the people, and it's like, and it was a hard time when he was away, no, I don't know, what took us like 8 weeks to get him out there, no, that he could get his workplace here back, right, no, now he's 48, and the first time in his life that he has an own apartment, no? No, and it's just here over the street, no? It's just in the neighborhood right now. And yeah, and he comes every morning, he's helping us to clean here the place, to putting out, to build up the stairs, and yeah, and he's doing a lot of stuff right here, you know. You know.
That's really, I love that. And so that's a really meaningful sense of like community, isn't it?
Yeah,
where people know.
Yeah, and this is like there's a thing also with old Turkish women have been sitting in front of me and said, you have to bring Tinder back.